Hi, my name is Layla Yunus, and I'm a staff writer at Grist. I worked on the series Sacrifice Zones at my previous publication, ProPublica. The series is about how toxic industrial air pollution from large plants is elevating the cancer risk in communities across the country. For the story, we analyzed 5 years of data from a little-known EPA model and found that 1 in 5 Americans is estimated to be exposed to levels of cancer risk from toxic air pollution, against which the EPA has said it strives to protect the greatest amount of people possible. And we also found that more than 250,000 Americans are estimated to be exposed at levels that the EPA considers unacceptable. We also found that this pollution is segregated. We found that predominantly Black census tracts experience, on average, more than double the amount of cancer risk from toxic industrial air pollution as majority white census tracts. For this story, I was not reporting on my own community, but approaching the story as a non-white reporter and considering the ways in which I've seen my community portrayed in the media, I was acutely aware of the tone with which we described our findings. Our findings were certainly novel, but to me at least, they were not surprising. The fact that cancer risk from these huge industrial facilities is segregated was not surprising. And that's because institutional racism is so pervasive in this country and in this country's policies, including in environmental policy and including in toxics, air toxics policy. So it's important to me that we avoided the sort of cult of discovery and presented the facts in a clear-eyed way, which means connecting them to the historical and political context. And I think doing that is a way of showing respect for the communities that we cover, because we're sort of seeing them as more than just this single news story, but as part of a larger system and a history that we're all in some way a part of. We need more environmental journalists of color to speak the languages of the communities that we cover, to offer new perspectives and build trust. I'm really honored to be part of this exhibit alongside these reporters that I admire so much, and I really encourage everyone to spend some good time with their work.